USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Although Hurricane Florence weakened the past couple of days, it has such a large wind field, it's bringing a storm surge consistent with a much stronger hurricane. The National Hurricane Center is forecasting the worst of the surge to occur between Cape Fear and Cape Hatteras. The Hurricane Center is forecasting up to 40 inches of rain to accumulate in North Carolina, which would beat that state's all-time record for the most rainfall ever from a tropical storm or hurricane. Thousands of people are already in shelters across North and South Carolina.
My first thought was, Lord, don't let it flood, because I can't swim.
This Wilmington man's main concern appeared to be for his sailboat.
We've taken all the canvas off, all the sails, all the coverings, all the bimini, and we've tripled our lines to the dock, so we try and minimize any movement. We've got all our fenders out everywhere.
Also spinning in the Atlantic are tropical storms Helene and Isaac and subtropical storm Joyce. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Although Hurricane Florence weakened the past couple of days, it has such a large wind field, it's bringing a storm surge consistent with a much stronger hurricane. The National Hurricane Center is forecasting the worst of the surge to occur between Cape Fear and Cape Hatteras. The Hurricane Center is forecasting up to 40 inches of rain to accumulate in North Carolina, which would beat that state's all-time record for the most rainfall ever from a tropical storm or hurricane. Thousands of people are already in shelters across North and South Carolina.
My first thought was, Lord, don't let it flood, because I can't swim.
This Wilmington man's main concern appeared to be for his sailboat.
We've taken all the canvas off, all the sails, all the coverings, all the bimini, and we've tripled our lines to the dock, so we try and minimize any movement. We've got all our fenders out everywhere.
Also spinning in the Atlantic are tropical storms Helene and Isaac and subtropical storm Joyce. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Three towns north of Boston experienced dozens of fires after an apparent spike in gas line pressure. Methuen, Massachusetts Police Chief Joseph Solomon says his town is safe, but he was helping in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence.
When my officers arrived, they were dispatched by Lawrence to multiple houses. They triaged injured people, and we do know there's at least one serious injury I'm aware of and multiple minor injuries.
All fires were extinguished within a few hours. At least one firefighter was injured. Elizabeth Smart said Thursday the news that one of her kidnappers will be released from prison next week was a big shock. Smart says she hopes there's a way Wanda Barzee can be committed to a treatment facility since there's no legal recourse to keep her behind bars. Friends delivered tearful tributes at a suburban Dallas church Thursday to remember Botham John, who was shot to death in his apartment by an off-duty police officer who said she'd mistakenly entered the wrong apartment and thought he was an intruder. Amber Geiger is charged with manslaughter. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
A gunman killed five people near Bakersfield, California before taking his own life Wednesday in what appeared to be targeted attacks related to a domestic violence case. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says the suspect and one of the victims had begun divorce proceedings about 4 months ago.
It appears to be there's more than just husband and wife having a fight because other people were targeted. And there's a reason for that, and we need to find that reason.
The shooting spree unfolded in less than 40 minutes across three locations in proximity to each other near Bakersfield. The Vatican is once...